Aniot Elu She Gozren Al Tibor Mifnat Sarod En On Yom Acharyom She En Ro Hatibor Echolim Lamod Bidavar Zeh.
Soft. Very, very soft. Softer than Esther.
V'en Gozren Batchila Tanis Al Bisheni V'Shabbos V'Chamishi Tel Acharav V'Sheni Shel Acharav. Kikifuha akum o nahar o sfina amitarefes bayam afil yachid an nirdaf mifne akum mifne listim mifne cha mifne rach ra matchilan aleihem b'shavas v'ir in parentheses azakim umitchanin aleihem batfila aval ein tokain ala imkain taku l'kabetz as ha Ha'am la'azor osam la'atilan. V'chein ein gozren ta'anis batchila v'roshe chadashim u'lachanuka v'aporim o b'chulo shel mo'ed v'im hitchilu la'etanot al ha'tzara afilo yom echad u'fega bahen yom me'elu mita'anin u'mashlimin hayom b'ta'anis.
Okay, so the evidence of the Rambam here with a really fascinating issue is, how do we balance the needs of Shabbos and the character of Shabbos with potentially life-threatening situations, even as they apply to a yachid? Afilu yachid anirdaf mipnei akum, mipnei listim, mipnei ruach ra'a. So zoakin umischananim aleihen bitfila. But the question is, was Tainis a bridge too far? It's an interesting question. Now, in fairness, it's not the only Rambam where this issue is brought up. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Beis, which Ilan begins with which five words? Some of the most famous words the Rambam ever wrote, right? Dechuya hi Shabbos Eitzel, right? Pikuach Nefesh, right? Six words. So that in this context, go ahead, Ilan, just alert us to the Rambam's Shita, and it's Nifsak Lalach and Shulchan Aruch, and it obviously bears very heavily on this issue.
Even a speak speaker or anything is allowed on Shabbos, even if you're not sure what's going on.
Right, so that's definitely true. I just meant in terms of this issue of Tainis and Trua and Zaaka on Shabbos. So the Rambam paskins in that context, Shchina mitarefes bayam, you have it here, the O'ir, O'nahar, right? So mitzvah lateis b'Shabbos latzilan b'chol davar sh'yachol latzilan, v'afilu yachir anirdaf mibnei ha'akum azalos o mibnei nachash o dov shu rodef achrav lahargo mitzvah latzilo, right? That you would violate Shabbos not just for a tzibor but for yachid. V'afilu ba'asiyas kama malachos b'Shabbos, v'afilu l'taken klei zayin latzilo mutter. And now, what about the analog? V'zoakin aleihen, u'mischanen b'Shabbos, u'masrin aleihem, lazor osam, v'ein mischanen v'lo zoakin al hadever b'Shabbos. This is one example of dever, so an ongoing pestilence. But again, if it's something of an attack, you know, something which is not an ongoing issue, but it came up whether it's an akum or there's a river that all of a sudden is threatening to to flood a particular location or even a yachid that's in danger. Zoakin aleihen umischanin b'Shabbos masrim aleihem lazor osam. It's nifsak lalach in the Shulchan Aruch. Ir shekifu akum o nahar usfina mitarevis bayam filu al yachid nidav nidne akum listim ruach ra ochola. Sharcholi shishbo sakanas chayim, etc., etc. Zoakin mischan mitzvila b'Shabbos, avalein token elim kain token lekabitzam lazor achem latzielam. So that basically the Shulchan Aruch paskins the Rambam verbatim in terms of what's permitted with respect to Hatzalas Nefashos on Shabbos, and the tefillah analog to that. So what is very pointedly not represented here in Hilchos Shabbos in terms of our parentheses issue? Eitan?
Fasting?
Exactly. Tainus is very pointedly absent. So again, Hilchos Shabbos comes before Hilchos Tainus. Be very difficult to argue that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos was somich on what he would write in Hilchos Tanios, to be honest. So it sounds like the Rambam draws the line between Ze'aka, notice that terminology, and Tanis. Now, you guys are veterans already of Hilchos Tanios. Why would you be unsurprised by that? Why would the Rambam say Za'aka, that we should allow, even though it's generally not in the character of Shabbos, Shabbos him lizok, right? But that we have to allow. But the Tanios, you know, that's something else. Shimmy?
Thomas is midrabanan.
Right. So we're saying, go for the Doraisa. Makes a lot of sense. Not the end of the story, but that would be highly mistaber. Highly, highly, highly mistaber. That's interesting. When I was in yeshiva, there was a terrorist attack on a Friday night, pretty close to yeshiva, down the road, in Yeshivat Otniel. And Rav Aaron came flying into the Beis Medrash, flying. It was late on a Friday night, flying to say Tehillim. Zoak and B'Shabbos. It's how we learn the halacha. So, there's a controversy here, significant controversy in Nosei Kalim. Okay, so Ephraim, go ahead. This is the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is very skeptical.
Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Great. L'fima mash matasi b'sifrei rabbeinu, asha kasuv bahen, mis'anin alehen b'shabbos, uzakinu mis'amnin b'tfilos, Nirashu Mabarish, Anenu Tfilas Tanios, Shahi Anenu, Mispalinosa, Lufish Misanin, Umikan Lama Rabenu, Shemisanin, Albarme Lubishabis, Vilo Raisi Kain, Lechonia Mafarshim, Zahornum Braha, Veharbe Raisi, Shemifarshim, the Hahasra, the Anenu, Rotelomar, Mi.
We just say the Mishana, it's a Mishana Lava Ramavir Bihara Maria, Yananenu, etc. Velo Anenu Mamish.
Velo Anenu Mamish, the 12th Tanis. The other Rabba, Yeshapirshu, Shapil Behol, Ingos and Tanis Alti, Warme Hamas, Dwar Melu, Vizo Shamar Shayoch, Rashai, the Sagi Patmo, Flomar Alatibor, sorry, Flomar Alatibor, Ingos Rin, Tanis, Aval Yoch, Rashai, the Sagi Patmo. Lufidas Rabinu Yishapar, Shayoch, Rashai, the Sagi Patmo, Batanios.
As opposed to the tibor, which is too soft, and needed the baab, right? A yachid could do the real thing and just, you know, be sharei b'tainus.
Right. The aim came hatibor ela al haseder. Uveemah shadibur rabinu b'mash amarnu nisani b'shabbos tmehim be'enai v'tzruchamia.
Right. So the Magid Mishnah can't believe it. He says, "Look, the Rambam says it." But it's just incredibly hard to believe that you'd actually have a tainus on Shabbos, mipnei dvaramelu, right? It's not even clear, according to others, that you should have a tainus bechol, mipnei dvaramelu, a yachid who was, you know, endangered. So the Kesef Mishnah swoops in, says, Harava magid kasev shutam alza, v'nei atur. Ephraim, go ahead. Just see, you see the next line. Vinei atur, kshatik dibur rabbeinu.
Sorry, yeah. Wait, I lost the place. Right, I'm sorry. Vinei atur, my bad. Vinei atur, kshatik dibur rabbeinu. Hishme tevas misanin. Vinei shaloya kasuv kembinus chasau. Vinei anus chanakona. Sharei behilkot Shabbos. Perak shenu, perak shloshim. Shekasav shazakin al ilu b'shabbos.
So, Ephraim, basically the Kesef Mishnah says to the Magid Mishnah, I've got some good news for you, which is? Yeah, exactly. Right. Don't lose too much sleep over this. The Rambam actually never said it. Right. So, you know, if you stop here, you'd say, okay, well, everybody have a good night, and, you know, we'll move on to Bekias, and, you know, the problems have been solved. But there's actually more to the story. And that more to the story is the Lechem Mishnah. Okay, so go ahead, Ephraim. Od Kasav Rabbeinu.
Ud kasav Rabbeinu is a part of the Lechem. Misanin, the Shabbos, the Chulei. Yechin kasav the Tirush HaMishnah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh, this is what Eitan Mermelstein was referring to. He said, you know, you got to be a little bit more thorough about it, right? Do your homework and do your research. So, Ephraim, what's the uh-oh?
The uh-oh is the Rambam does say this elsewhere, so you can't just delete it here, as if it never happened.
Right, so it's true. There is there's mitigating evidence in Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rambam is chosen many times to the Perush HaMishnayos, but it's a little suspicious, okay? So, Lech HaMishnah says, you know, let's flag this issue. We're going to flag the content of this issue here. Just to say that delete it like the tour did might not be the most appealing option anymore. Okay. Ve'avol gav the Hilchos Shabbos. I admit Perek Beis.
We love Perek Gimel. Izkiro. Efshar the Samach on Masha Kasav Kan. The nearly time mom is from the spirale the whole echad is kiru the maditin matrian stama have a gam came this on in the apagav the half matrian the shabbos who true of the pair the low dummy the shar matrian the maditin we call them marshmallow the rabbinu the front of the raha came on the full matrian the maditin marshmatanis who are then hot.
Okay, so you know, we'll ask the Rambam what his actual shita is, you know, when we were able to ask him. Was the Torah right? Was the Kesef Mishnah right? Was he chozer from the Perush HaMishnayos? But until that time, we're left with an incredible, incredible comment of the Lech HaMishnah. He says to the Magid Mishnah, don't lose sleep over it, not because we're going to erase it, and not even because we're going to put it in parentheses, but I'll tell you something the Rambam believed in. See, everything that I said before about, okay, so on Shabbos, you go for the Daraisa and you drop the Darabanan. So Lech HaMishnah says, no, it's not a Darabanan. It's a Divrei Sofrim. It's Chazal mapping out what the Torah really wanted. So if there's a chi of trua, dehainu b'shabes trua b'peh, za'aka, that za'aka is meaningful only from the position of tainus. I would say, with a little bit of a melitza, but not too much, that a za'aka on a full belly is at best a tza'aka. At the very least, you'd have to surrender the Zion. Possibly more. The Hainu, it can't be that you're asking somebody to pass you the deli roll and then having a za'aka. It's incongruous. So Lech HaMishnah says, yeah, the Rambam didn't spell it out here. But the whole idea of Zoakin Umasriyan, it requires a certain ambiance. I think he's making a strong case. It's like the Rambam said, "Bimei hatanios ha'elu." The za'aka can only exist within the framework of the tanios. The Rambam called it hilchos tanios, even though that obviously wasn't what the Torah prescribed. Am I right as to why the Torah didn't prescribe it? Because it protects the achas b'shana. It's a theory. You can dispute that theory. It's a pure speculation on my part. I think the Rambam believes it because the Rambam. Ephraim, what does the Rambam like to call Yom Kippur? in the singular, the Yom HaTzom. It's the only Yom HaTzom. But, be that as it may, the Lecha Mishnah takes the position that it's almost, it's, I would even go further than the Lecha Mishnah. It's not that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos was so meich on what he wrote in Hilchos Tanios, but it's just understood. It's just understood that if what's prescribed is Za'aka and Trua B'peh in this case, then there has to be a Tainus. It's a natural extension of that. You don't have to say it every single time. So again, Mina Katza La Katza. You know, the Kesef Mishnah will say, ah, he never said it. Get out your eraser. Look in Hilchos Shabbos. Come on. You don't even, not even clear that you would have a tainus bechol for Dvarim Ha'elu. Yeah, the Magid Mishnah says, I believe he said it. And I can't understand it, but he says it. And Lecha Mishnah, he says it and he says it. He absolutely said it. He said it then, in the Perush HaMishnayos, and he said it now. And now you'll tell me Hilchos Shabbos. First of all, that's not the Rambam's topic over there. But second of all, it's just a natural extension of what it means to be Zoic. Vayizak, Zaka Gdolo Mara. What do you think, Mordechai went to Noah's Ark afterwards? Divrei Hatzomos V'Zaakasam. It always goes together. Right? It's what we used to call growing up, like peas and carrots. So, you know, this Lecha Mishnah is a fundamental, if it's true, it's a fundamental yesod in Hilchos Tanios. The tainus is always there. It doesn't even always need to be stated. Okay. Let's